The top military commander in Iraq gave details today of the operation that led to the killing of Uday and Qusay Hussein, Saddam Hussein's two eldest sons. The bodies have been identified by senior members of the former regime, and dental records indicate a near-perfect match on both men. And late today, while speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said the U.S. will release photos of the dead brothers soon. Meanwhile, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez also announced the capture of number 11 on the U.S. list of most wanted members of the former regime. NPR's Guy Raz has more from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.
Lieutenant General Sanchez beamed as he announced positive identification of the bodies of Qusay and Uday Hussein, the second and third most wanted members of the former regime.
Yesterday was a landmark day for the people and for the future of Iraq. Every single day, we get closer to a secure and stable environment that will allow this country to flourish and assume its rightful place in the region and in the community of nations.
At a detailed briefing today, the top military commander outlined how soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division launched the raid.
The previous night, on the 21st, we had had an Iraqi citizen walk in and give us information that Uday and Qusay might be located at this residence. Over the course of the night, we planned our operation, and we had all of the conditions set in order for us to initiate our assault by 1000 hours yesterday morning.
Soldiers from the 101st surrounded the house and called for the occupants to surrender. There was no reply, so a small team of special forces attempted to enter the house. Immediately, shots were fired, injuring four of the U.S. soldiers. The commanding officer withdrew the group and called for backup. As a unit of heavily armed tanks and helicopter gunships arrived on the scene, another unit attempted to enter the house again, and once again was repelled by gunfire. An artillery team then launched tank-mounted TOW missiles at the house and waited for a response.
21 minutes later, at 1321 hours, we entered the building for the third time. At this point, we received no fire as we moved up the stairs. At this point, the enemy had been eliminated, and the building was cleared in its entirety. Once we cleared the building, we found we had four bodies that were extracted, and the bodies were evacuated and moved for positive identification.
Among those who identified the bodies was General Abid Hamid Mahmoud al-Tikridi, Saddam's personal secretary. He was number four on the most wanted list and is now in U.S. custody. According to senior U.S. officials here, Mahmoud al-Tikridi has been cooperative. Still, his former boss, Saddam Hussein, remains at large, but never far from the public eye. Today, an Arabic-language satellite network broadcast a new taped message, purporting to include the voice of the ousted leader. In the message, the speaker claims to have begun organizing anti-U.S. resistance as early as April 11th. As in the past, the alleged voice of Saddam Hussein also takes credit for the latest attacks. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera broadcast a message from an unidentified group that vowed to avenge the deaths of Uday and Qusay. The speaker, a masked man holding a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, promised to carry out attacks in the U.S., Britain, and Israel. Lieutenant General Sanchez wouldn't comment on the tapes, but acknowledged that resistance will continue. Indeed, as his news conference convened today, an army spokesman announced the death of two more soldiers. One died near Mosul, the scene of yesterday's successful operation. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.